1077.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-616-1077. That's 1-800-616-1077.
Michael Turrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. You can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music. Just visit 44wholetones.com and get a free sample. Visit 44wholetones.com today for your free sample. That's 44wholetones.com, 44wholetones.com.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has finally arrived in the Gateway City. St. Louis Football Club, the area's newest professional soccer team, is playing in front of sold-out crowds at the Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Fans are loving the authentic soccer experience. Tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC takes on the Oklahoma City Energy on Saturday, July 25th at 7:30, presented by Mercy. Get your tickets at stlouisfc.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
With the new Wyndham Rewards, 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
Like the pine trees lining the winding road, I've got a name.
Is this Cat Stevens?
I've got a name.
Who is this?
Like a
singing bird. I should know this.
Jim Croce.
Oh, Jim Croce. I can't stand Jim Croce. Never liked anything he did. I'm sorry. Rest in peace, Jim.
Really?
No.
It's the second time I played something you hated it.
Well, you're not doing a very good job picking music I like. But, hey, you're not a mind reader. All right, we have a lot of things we can kick around, but only after you kick around what you want to kick around. 314-969-KTRS. That is 969-5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. There was a story on the news last night, and Josh just mentioned it to me off the air, and I feel like chiming in on this just because I think we've gotten to the point where we may be on the verge of losing our minds in this country when it comes to everything having to be said exactly the right way. There's a restaurant here in Westport Plaza. I saw the owner on the news last night. No need to mention the name because I don't want to make this any worse for them than it already is and shouldn't be.
I know what you're talking about.
And the waitress apparently had put on the ticket, I guess her shift ended and she turned the ticket and wanted somebody to take care of it. So you designate whose ticket it is. And she wrote on the ticket, or typed in on the printout, black couple, meaning this is the ticket for the black couple. Now, you'd have thought they'd have put the N-word on there, that this is the worst thing in the world that could ever have happened. I disagree, but I'm not black. But let me tell you something. If you've got a restaurant full of people, and there's only one black couple in there, and somebody said to you, which table does this go to? You go, black couple. Boom, done. You know exactly which table. What if it had been an Asian couple and they were the only Asian couple in there? Would it have been horrible to say, oh, it's the Asian couple? What if it's two guys that had kissed earlier and you knew by the way they acted and that they kissed on the lips, they were gay? Oh, it's the gay couple. Is it that horrible that they wrote on the, and this girl lost her job or waiter or whoever it was let go? And then they had to have a big powwow and sensitivity training and political correctness because somebody wrote on the ticket, black couple. I give up. I don't get it. I don't know. Is that offensive?
And I don't think in the story that I saw, I don't think
they have table numbers there. Like they have number 32, table number 32 is.
I've been in stores where I'm talking to a clerk and I'll say, I was in last Friday and the black gal waited on me. Okay, whoa, is that horrible? Am I racist for that? What am I supposed to say? Remember what she wore? Oh, yeah, the girl who waited on me last week when I was in, she had on boots and I think a red scarf. The black girl waited on me. Now we know which salesperson it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any difference. But my goodness, they interviewed the black woman who was one of the two that made up the couple. And she acted like, I thought we'd gotten past all this. I can't, really? You want to make a big deal? How are they supposed to describe you when you're the only black couple in there? It's just really easy, and now there's no mistake which table it was. I could be wrong about this. I don't think I am. Here we go. Phones are lighting up. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. We need to all cool down a little bit and stop being quite so particular about people saying things when they don't really in any way mean anything bad by it.
I think everything's just way, way too sensitive right now.
Yeah, I agree. Mary, how are you, Mary?
I'm fine. How about you, Frank?
I'm having a great day. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my experience with Schaefer.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, well, unfortunately, they were not able to repair my car because it was so badly damaged.
Ooh.
So they had to total it. But through the whole thing, they were very nice. And this is about the third time I've been to them. And every time they've been, you know, very competent. This time I dealt with Webster and then Creve Coeur because I found out at Creve Coeur, our insurance company has like a concierge claim place there where they have the adjuster and everything.
Okay.
So Schaefer at Webster transferred it at no cost to us to the Creve Coeur location, and then that's the one, you know, that determined that my car was unrepairable.
Mary, you make it sound like you're a pretty bad driver if you're in the bonnet.
No, the other two were when people hit me.
Ah, so you just are around bad drivers.
I think so. And this one, I actually hit some big metal object that was in the middle of a lane in 270, and you couldn't avoid it. So,
yeah. And that makes you mad because you can't blame anybody else.
No, I can't blame one person. Yeah, so
I hate that when that happens, when it's me. It's my own fault.
Yeah, so, and then weighing in on the black and white issue, my last name is Black. So I don't know if you remember the Goldie's department stores.
Sure, Goldie's, absolutely.
Okay, well, they used to have one in Warson Woods, and they had one up in, like, Hazelwood, I think. And so I used to get things for my kids there. And I mean, this has been many years ago, but one time at the Warson Woods location, they didn't have what I wanted, but they said they would check with Hazelwood, and, you know, they did have it. Now, a very nice black woman was waiting on me, and so she said, well, what is your name for, you know, the transfer so we can hold it? And I said, well, my name is Mary Black. And she started laughing, and she goes, my name is Mary White.
Come on.
No.
Perfect. But yeah. But if you and your husband were sitting somewhere, you actually would be the black couple.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, down in New Orleans, we had a friend. We were down there, and she comes into the lobby. She goes, can you tell me where the black's room is? And she said she got a lot of looks at that one, too. So,
Mary, I appreciate the call.
Okay. But anyway, we're very happy with Schaefer. Unfortunately, this time they couldn't do anything for me, but you're very competent, and every time you talk about them, I always think about my positive experiences with them.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. I love you. Okay,
I love
bye.
You, too, and not in a sexual way, or maybe in a sexual way. You got to give her another because she did it twice.
Anyway.
So you missed one. Write that down. Josh missed one of the anyways.
All right. Hey,
you're doing so well. What?
On the line far to the right, there's his name's Melvin. He does a show here.
His name's Martin Kilcoyne. I don't know why you don't know that.
Oh, okay. I've never met him.
I've never met him, but I know his name. You can't meet TV people. They have, in their contract, it's something like that they can't meet him or something. Let me put him up here. Martin, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. I just wanted to call and say that I love you, too.
Oh, thank you.
That's not why I call.
Thank you. Thank goodness. How can we help you, Martin?
Well, I've been keeping a ledger, and you called me a long time ago about your trip to Stephen's point, so I knew I owed you a call, and you've been pestering me to call in and begging, so I thought today's that day.
I don't remember pestering you to call. Let me check my notes. Hang on a second.
Right.
Nope, I don't see anywhere where I made a note
maybe,
to pester you.
Maybe it was
to...
Mike Dorsey who asked me.
That's who it was.
But I had an example of political correctness on my part, and I was in the wrong. So years ago, Uncle Jerry, my uncle worked at HOK downtown, and I see him, and he said, you know, Channel 2 came today and did a story and interviewed me. I said, well, who was it? Who was the reporter? And he said, oh, some kind of fruit. And I said, you can't say that. I mean, even if they happen to these things, you can't say.
Well, but you should be able to.
Well,
but,
no, and he said, some, I said, what? And I said, you can't. He goes, no, the name. It was Apple. Don Lemon. It was Lemon.
Oh my goodness.
Some kind of fruit.
I just assumed he was saying, you know, he might have been a little fruity. I'm like, hey, it's 1998. We can't say that.
Yeah, which, by the way, Don Lemon is. In the old days, he would have been called a fruit because he's gay.
And Don, yeah, that's two check marks in the boxes. Boom. He's, yeah, it all worked, but I chastised Uncle Jerry for a brief moment, and he said, no, his name was a fruit. And then I said, oh, Lemon. Well, actually, come to think of it, but...
You know what? Look, even if his name had middle lemon, if somebody said, oh, he was fruity or kind of a fruit, is that really the end of the world? Is that horrible? It's not F-A-G. It's not a lot of... It's fruit. He's fruity. Is that bad?
I don't know, but when we were younger in high school, and Martin, I think
he's a lot older.
We're close to the same age, but I think... Remember, we used to say, that's really fruit.
Right.
And that meant it was stupid or something
right.
like that.
Oh, that's fruit.
Yeah.
But
and
it was
I don't think anybody's even offended by that now. I don't think that's a bad one. Out of all the words that are offensive, we don't use it that much.
Yeah.
But I still said, God rest his soul, Uncle Jerry, chastised by his 30-year-old nephew, put him in his place. He said, no, his stupid name was a fruit. And I said, okay. So for years I thought, always slow your roll before you correct anything.
Why don't you ever say anything that's funny on your own show?
Well, there's a rule. I'm not allowed to be funny until after 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Now, the truth, I probably told this story, but you might have missed that segment.
No, nobody heard it if you told it on your own show.
my goodness.
It's a tough room. This is a tough room.
Josh hitting the laugh track. I'll get back to him.
Thank you, Martin.
All right, see you. All right.
You're in trouble, buddy. You're in big trouble. I told you take them your B and C game, your A game. Comes here.
Well, he called it a laugh track. That's the audience. Yeah.
See,
the
well, Martin, they don't have an audience. He can't relate to having a live audience and a big crowd of people because you've heard the show.
Yeah.
So let's go. We got a lot of people here. Let's go to Joe. Should be right here. Joe, how are you?
Yes, good afternoon.
How can we help you, Joe?
I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you, Joe.
And you guys make my day every day, you and your whole crew, Frank.
Well, thank you. Even temporary Josh, does he make your day?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Hello.
How can we help?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and
hold on. What is going on here?
Reason I call.
Hold on.
You didn't hang up the Martin
line. Let everybody know.
The Martin line.
They're on their way home.
Yeah.
Josh.
I left the house this morning and I filled up a DP with 239 on gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Aldi's and I came back. And it was up to 270, so I thought everybody would like to know if they can find a cheap gas station, get it on the way home.
Well, what was the difference in the price? What was the first price?
I would say it was around 2 o'clock. I paid $2.39 a gallon
okay.
on Railway and Lindbergh.
And then it went up to what?
And I went to U.S. Bank, and then I left there, and I went to Aldi's. And after I left Aldi's, I went down on Railway, and they had jacked the price in that short amount of time up to 270 a gallon.
And where'd you go on Railway then?
I went on home.
He's being a jerk. So that's 35.
I was going to come by the studio, but you guys keep the door locked.
Oh, okay.
So what is that, like a quarter or 30, 35 cents?
I don't know. It's crazy.
So what, a quarter?
And then up, well, from 30, what, 39 up to...
Let's just call it 40.
Ninth of a point off of 270.
All right, so 30 cents. 30 cents.
But then it'll drop. It'll drop 2 cents at a time or something. It'll start coming down. Yeah. It jumps up 30 or 40 cents, and then it'll go down, two penny.
Well, listen, what's this guy's name? We lost his name on the screen. What's your name?
Joe.
We decided a long time ago, don't ever try to figure this out because you never will. You'll never understand it.
Also, Frank, I'll tell you what. I'm not going to call you a big fat guy because that's what you want me to do, and I'm not going to do it, okay?
I appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, Joe. Joe not doing what I want him to do, which is incentive for me to lose weight by calling me a fat guy. Ben's here. Thank you, Josh. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. You know, I put myself in the place of that black couple, and I eat all over the place. And if I'm in a predominantly black restaurant and they put white couple down there and I saw it on a ticket, I wouldn't give it a second thought.
But for some reason, it just doesn't seem to work the other way. And that's a great example. I have been in places where it's almost all black people. Let's say a particular barbecue place, especially in the South. And I might be like the only, if they had written on there, it's the white couple. Okay. It's just a quick way to specify exactly what table it is. It's not meant, I don't think, in any way in a bed. That's a great example.
I think people are so fed up with this political correctness stuff.
Well, they need to say so.
That's why Donald Trump is getting all the attention, because he doesn't worry about that kind of stuff. And you know what? You know, we just like somebody to say what they mean and mean what they say.
I agree, because it's rare, and I think that's what people are appreciating. All right, Ben, thank you.
Thank you.
As somebody who's been a part of, I guess, the majority or the people who don't get discriminated, white guys,
right.
If somebody called me a cracker, I would probably laugh.
Yeah, I don't care.
It wouldn't even mean a thing to me.
That's funny. Or some of the other ones.
I've actually been called that on the air. Caller one time, black caller, called me a cracker. I just thought, that's kind of funny. But we're not, we don't have the history.
Right.
They do. We don't have. We haven't been through what many of them used to, and sometimes still go through.
What the caller said. But, if it were me, and they said white dude, I wouldn't be offended. Well, you know, you don't have that 200 years of history of being oppressed or whatever.
We got to be real careful here about what I'd like to say right now. After you said that, I got to be very, very careful because, like a caller told me one time, I'm not black. And he was right, I'm not black. But, if you're a black couple in the restaurant and you're the only black couple in there, and they're right on the ticket, this is for the black couple, it's just a description of who you are. You could have been an Asian couple. You could have been Hispanic couple.
Or I wonder if it would have been different if she would have wrote, good grief.
Good grammar.
Yeah, I know. Written on the ticket, African American couple. I wonder if that would have been different.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know that would have made a difference because you're still classifying them as a black couple.
Yeah, you are separating them somehow. That's a very good question. John, I think Carney, that would have softened the blow.
Carney texted and said that the woman is expecting an apology tonight on Fox 2 News.
Of course she is. Of course she is. We have to apologize to everybody for everything that we say, even if we meant nothing by it. Joe, how are you?
Well, are we all under arrest for laughing at what Martin said?
Well, I
think we are.
Not under arrest, but I think it came as a shock to all of us that he said something funny. I don't think we were prepared for that.
You know what this really boils down to? And when you mentioned political correctness, what a lot of people don't even seem to understand is what the definition of political correctness is. It's hypersensitivity.
Well, we got a lot of that. We seem to have a lot of that.
Let me add something to that. I think if any of you have ever read Ayn Rand, she died about 30 years too soon.
Okay.
She ought to be here to comment on something that she referred to strongly about subjectivism, which means that feelings trump facts. And what did that ticket say at that restaurant? It made a substantive statement, a fact.
Right. It wasn't
overwhelm the situation. We're doomed.
No, well, we may be doomed.
I think we're trained by politicians to do exactly that, because then they can pull our chain anytime they want to.
Well, Joe, well said.
Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. A lot of calls. Lots of calls.
I misspoke. The woman has accepted his apology.
Oh.
So,
well, good for her.
They're all good.
Good for her. Although, I don't know that an apology was actually necessary. But to put the fire out, the restaurant owners decided, well, let's apologize. And now it's over. Good. It should be over. Kat, how are you, Kat?
I'm good, Frank. Two questions. First of all, what's wrong with saying table 5, 6, 7, or 8?
Because they didn't have the tables apparently designated like that. They had rearranged or remodeled, and they didn't have a specific designation that they could do, because that would have been simple, but they didn't have that layout done.
I see. Well, I know a lot of black people, and a lot of black people don't like to be, you know, they just don't like to say black or white. I mean, that keeps the separation.
Well, you may not like it, but if somebody robs the bank and they're looking for the guy, they better say it's a black guy.
That. Okay, my second question is, Larry Connors last night was, I missed a lot of it, was speaking about if you're on Social Security, that the government might be able to take your CW away from you and gun. Did you hear anything about that?
I read an article this morning about it. I'm not going to lose a minute's sleep over it, because it had to do with if you're on Social Security and they can also show that you need assistance in filling out form. In other words, you're not quite competent to do certain things, then you probably shouldn't have a gun in your hands. I think it's much ado about nothing, just like a lot of other things.
Well, I was just wondering, I knew if there was anybody that knew anything about it, you did.
Well, you know, here's what I know about it. I think, like so many other things, when Obama came into office, everybody lost their minds, and gun sales went through the roof because they thought, oh, my goodness, he's going to take our guns away. Hey, he didn't do it. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything like that. He didn't do much of anything. So I think sometimes people create these firestorms of things that never really come to pass. And this country is not going to see a day when, because you're 65, which anymore is just not that old, that they're going to say you can't have a gun anymore. Not going to happen. I'm not worried about it.
Thank you very much,
right.
Frank.
Thank you, Kat. All right, we'll take a quick break. What's so funny? What's the personal call? So funny. He's laughing, having a good time on the phone. I got to find out what's going on.
Steve just kind of threw his story out there real quick.
Who's Steve?
He's on the phone.
Well, you shouldn't have kept talking.
Right
there. See, now he's told you the whole story. We don't want to do that. Yeah. You just get his name.
I know.
You know better.
I know.
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Apologize to the audience.
I'm sorry.
Apologize
audience.
To Josh, because you're setting a bad example for him. He's learning.
Oh, know. Sorry, Josh. Yeah, right. Sorry about that.
And see, now because you did that, I don't have time to talk to Steve. Because you talked to him and heard his whole story. And now Steve is punished, is going to be punished, and can't go on the air.
Oh,
so Steve. I pick up the phone and apologize to Steve.
Steve's story is pretty funny.
Sounds like a
actually.
Good story.
Okay, now we have to hear it. It yeah. better be good. Steve, this better be good after this
well, I
setup.
I hope so. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank
so maybe
you.
I can contribute.
You're what?
Maybe I can contribute to the hilarity.
All right. Well, we haven't had any hilarity, but go ahead.
Well, Martin was kind of funny.
No. That's an overstatement. Oh. He was.
Yeah,
little,
you're right.
Maybe
I just wanted to make him feel better.
Maybe a little bit funny.
So I'm in a restaurant down in Dallas, and there's 6 or 8 of us. And the waitress was writing our names, was writing a description of everybody by their shirt color to differentiate who was who and who had what order.
Nice.
So she had like saffron and green. And for me, she had old white-headed guy.
and you know what? I'm an old bald-headed guy. And if they wrote that on my ticket, I don't care.
I mean, she knew who I was. I was 56 at the time.
Well, she probably was 25. Guess what? To her, you're no white-headed guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm ancient.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wasn't offended. I kind of laughed. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess that's me.
Sometimes you just got to face the facts. We're old, you're white-headed, I'm bald. That's just
there
the way
you go.
It is. If they put on my ticket, old, fat, bald-headed guy, it would just make me realize, I really do need to lose some weight. That's all.
Oh, there you go.
I wouldn't want anybody
fired. Hey, you guys
fired.
Have a great evening.
Steve,
thanks.
You too. Thank you. Thank
I just
you.
Don't see why they just can't print the tickets without that information on it.
Well, they normally wouldn't have that information. Look, I don't remember the whole story. It was something about, you know how somebody would come to your table and go, hey, I'm off now, but so-and-so will be taking over for you. And they take off their apron and they leave. The shift's over. There's a ticket still to be paid. And since it's not this person's table, it was my table,
right.
I need to make sure she knows which table this belongs to. So she typed in the receipt of the thing.
But you
couple.
Could print the ticket out to give to the customer without having that stuff on there.
Well, I mean, what customer to give it to?
Well,
that's the whole point. It was to know which table to take it to.
But you see it on the screen, and you say, oh, black couple. And then you push the button, and it prints out, and it leaves the
oh, and you're saying
it
don't just
there.
Don't print it on the ticket. Oh,
yeah.
I guarantee you that won't happen again. Even if they load it as that, it won't print out. No, that won't happen again because it's that big a deal. First Community Credit Union is celebrating the grand opening of the Cottleville branch. It's across from St. Charles Community College in Cottleville. And you can enter. They sent out these postcards, and I, if you got one, you need to take it in, and maybe you could even enter anyway. Go on in there anyway. What the heck? I'd like to enter. I bet they'll let you. To win their grilling giveaway. You get a brand new grill if you win, plus a gift certificate to Menino's Market, where you can pick out your steaks for the new grill. If you open an account, you spin the prize wheel. That's going on this whole week, I believe, in Cottleville. Now, here's what else is going on. This Friday, the 24th, from 4 to 6 p.m., there's a caricature artist. There will be a face painter, Pony Rides, and Louie Lone Star. Kids love anything that's somebody in a costume. Goofy, Mickey, Louie, Fred Bird, they love that stuff, unless it scares them. Now, some kids are scared. Some kids are scared to death of Santa Claus. You ever see a kid just freak out from Santa Claus?
Scared of Santa Claus.
Oh my goodness! Saturday, from 9 to 11 in the morning, there'll be Fred Bird, not a fake, the real Fred Bird. Snow cones, the bubble bus. I don't know what that is. I'm assuming you think it's one of those bounce house things.
Like no, it's a big truck that comes by and they blow bubbles. They'll fill that parking lot up with bubbles. It'll be beautiful. Crazy with bubbles, and the kids go crazy.
I love that. Fun. And a balloon artist. That's Saturday 9 to 11, from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday. Pony Rides and Louie the Lone Star. There you go. Friday, Saturday, big celebration, all about Cottleville. And then there's special things going on at all branches, mortgage offers, CD offers, a life membership for free instead of the dollar that it normally costs, and a great home equity offer. Check it all out. You can go to their website. By the way, First Community Credit Union is where I do all my banking. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 40 locations. I guess this makes it 41. And their website, if you want to know more, is firstcommunity.com.
Meet me. Time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they're still working with this accident on westbound 44 that's west of St. Clair. It looks like they have opened up a lane, though, because things are starting to thin out somewhat, but expect at least a couple of a mile jam up as you're going westbound. We have westbound Highway 40 is jamming from Kings Highway through McCausland. You're also a little bit slow from Lindbergh in the right lane out through Highway 270. Southbound 270 slowing from Olive down through Ladue, and then a little bit slow from Doherty Ferry through Marshall Road. Eastbound 40 downtown, that stacks up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's a solid jam from McDonald through the construction zone at New Florissant. Northbound 170 or south of Airport up through Highway 270. And we're also looking at southbound 170 slowing from Ladue down through Highway 40. And this traffic report brought to you by Dell. Dell's PCs and 2-in-1s are built for what happens. Available with powerful Intel Core M processors. Join the millions of small businesses that trust Dell and Intel as their technology partners. Visit Dell.com/radio. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
I'm Jim.
I'm John. It's the Inside Out Show.
John Shea and Jim McMillan will not be in the studio this Saturday.
How come?
They will be live on the air from 11 to 1 at Redexum Turf Products' new showroom, I-44 and 141 on the West Outer Road.
So we are on the air.
Check out the full line of Husqvarna lawnmowers, chainsaws, and specialty lawn care equipment. And register to win a Yeti cooler valued at $300. No purchase necessary.
It's the Inside Out Show.
On location at Redexum. Are you ready to play?
We'll see you then.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a region's business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. 833-9776 or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. A sudden accident, an unexpected illness or medical condition can cause your rates to skyrocket. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your five best rates from nearly a dozen highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute.
For your free quote, call 1-800-700-0511. That's 1-800-700-0511. 1-800-700-0511. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-600-9144. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-600-9144. That's 1-800-600-9144.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000. But at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs. 314-921-3500. Or BowenDentalCare.com.
Looking to do some home improvement? Well, Jamie Roberts of Siding Express, a James Hardy preferred remodeler, said their low price fixed bid guarantee on James Hardy siding, it should get your attention. Jamie is so confident he'll provide the lowest price without surprise charges. He'll give you a $100 gift card if he can't beat a James Hardy preferred remodeler bid. So before you hire a contractor, get three bids and make Siding Express one of them. Call 636-578-0033 or visit SidingExpress.com.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one.
So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling?
Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Halley, Unicarious Forklifts, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis.
For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
The clown with his pants down for the dance.
Hey, he's not here today, but he promised he would be on the phone, and I see by the screen that he is. He is Colin Jeffrey, and he's an unusual guy. He's a guy we don't know much about, do we, Dan? We don't know really much about him. Kind of a mystery man.
You know he's pretty smart, though.
He's very smart. Kind of like Josh. Josh is kind of a mystery man. You have to pull it out of him. But here's what I do know. Every Tuesday, and then again on Friday with Paul Harvey, Colin Jeffrey.
I think it's Paul Harris.
What is it?
On Friday, it's Harris.
Paul Harris. Colin Jeffrey gives you some things to maybe check out that you might find entertaining or things to run from. That he can tell you, he doesn't care who you are, you're going to hate this. That's what we're going to do today, entertainment. And it's all brought to you by Oric. And the locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers, yes, the same name that's on what many consider to be the world's greatest vacuum cleaner, is on lots of other products like space heaters and spot removers for carpeting. O-R-E-C-K, please tell them your AM and the PM. And now, without further ado, as we learned out, it's not adieu, it's adieu?
Yeah, further.
It's something weird.
Oh, man.
Anyway, it's French, and we don't really know what it means. But here is Colin Jeffrey. Colin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
And now, what's the story that you're not here? Why aren't you here?
Well, I'm taking a vacation, visiting some family in the Northeast.
Where in the Northeast?
Philadelphia.
Ladies and gentlemen, on vacation and still working for this show.
Wow.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a work ethic, buddy.
I try.
You know that I've only been to Philadelphia one time. It was for one day, in and out. I know nothing about Philadelphia. I'm sure there's some great things to see there. Who are the relatives? What relatives?
It's my mom's youngest sister, so my youngest aunt.
Okay.
Yeah, her husband, a couple kids, and we took a few days, did some fun stuff, went over to New Jersey, swam in the ocean, and went to Hershey Park, rode some rides, and today we were just at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, but just to run up the stairs like Rocky did. We didn't go inside the museum.
Oh, you got to get us some video of that. With you humming, da 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 da. You got to get that for our Facebook page.
Yeah, get up there and go, yo, Adrian, I'm up here at the top.
I'll make certain I do that. I think I've got some video.
Do it in exactly that voice.
Yeah.
What do you have for us today, Colin?
Well, it's disappointing. Not a lot of DVDs this week, and nothing you would have heard of, so nothing worth checking out unless you like Robot Chicken on Adult Swim. Season 7 of that's out on DVD.
I'll pass on that.
Exactly. But I figured what we do is look at some stuff. We're kind of at a weird point. Not a lot of news shows, so it might be some time to catch up on some of those shows that are on your DVR or that you can pick up on demand. So I pulled a few of those that I am particularly fond of. One of them, I was shocked how good it was Better Call Saul. I thought that might fall off. I really liked the entire first season.
I agree with you. I thought this will never work. Trying to spin off the lawyer from Breaking Bad, and they had one very weak episode. It was like the third or fourth, and I thought, oh, this thing's over. And, man, they snapped back, and I agree with you. It's what you would expect from Vince Gilligan.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was
genius.
Really pleasantly surprised with it. And yeah, just a really strong first season, and they didn't have to rely on like Walt or anything. They didn't have to rely on those names we know, really.
And they didn't have to make any reference to Breaking Bad. It held up on its own. I agree.
It really did. This is another one. If you like horror movies, especially Scream, the movies, all those MTV.
Now, these classy horrors like Las Vegas horrors or street horrors?
Yeah.
Exactly. No, the ones who scream a lot.
Oh, horror.
Horror.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Scream a lot. Wow.
that's like a those. Horror. Yeah.
Look at Josh there. Going to sound,
Josh, I'm telling you, Josh is surprising us. He's good.
Well, that's good to hear. MTV did a series, Scream, based on the movies. It seemed like it was going to be really bad. If you liked those movies, you will like this show. It stands pretty well without being one of the movies, and I was kind of shocked that I liked it at all, but I watched a few of them. If you like quirky comedies, Comedy Central has a show that they put on very late at night. It's their last time slot of original material. It's called Another Period.
Goodness, that's I don't care. I don't care for that.
That's sick.
Another
give it a
who's
shot.
Your sponsor? Playtex, Tampon?
Yeah. Latex pontoons or Stay Free Maxi Buckets?
Another period.
No. No. Twisting it. No,
how about a menopausal show? Not another period. Sorry, ladies. go ahead.
But this is a satire of period piece dramas crossed with, imagine if we did reality TV in the early 20th century. It's quirky, it's funny at times, and Christina Hendricks is in it, so you've got that to look at too.
Oh, yeah, Christina Hendricks. Wait a minute,
and
it's
then,
coming. There it is.
And then Bill's been calling in from the road, and I'm calling in from the road now, so it made me think of a travel show that's on Netflix that is 100% worth it, An Idiot Abroad. If you like Ricky Gervais comedies, The Office and all of those, just check this out. I don't want to spoil it too much. It's just a great send-up of sort of those trips.
You know what? I don't like travel authors. I don't like him. Ricky Gervais. I'm sorry. I don't like him.
That's all right. Then this isn't for you. You can check out Christina Hendricks.
Okay, yeah. Like her.
Some bad news for Curb Your Enthusiasm fans. Possibly Amazon Prime is going to begin carrying seasons 1 through 8. The reason this is a bad omen, people have been hoping it would come back. Amazon Prime typically only carries HBO shows after they are done. So we might see the end of Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, I have plenty to watch with 8 seasons because I've never seen more than 4 of those shows ever.
Are you a fan of them or no?
I think I would be if I watched more because I saw a couple that I really liked. So I think probably yes. And how could you not? If you like Seinfeld, here's half of that team. So it has to be.
Swear.
It has to be good. Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's not FCC controlled.
I know you're a huge fan of critics making top, the best movies ever list because there's one movie that always finishes at the top. And the BBC just released their list of the 100 greatest movies. And at the top, Citizen Kane.
Oh, well, Citizen horrible. Kane.
What a Josh, did you ever see Citizen Kane?
Yes.
Horrible. Did you like it?
I did.
You did?
Well, there's something wrong with you.
What's wrong with you? Yeah. Oh, my God, I hated it.
I did, too. Colin, you like it?
I liked it from a movie-making standpoint. The story's nothing great, but it's one of these, if you like movies or like the art of making them, it's sort of essential watching.
They should have done sequels, Citizen Walker and Citizen Wheelchair.
Yeah. progression.
Yeah. I kind of liked watching Citizen Kane because you watch it and you say, oh, they made fun of that part in The Simpsons. And then you realize, oh, they made fun of that in The Simpsons, too. And for the next 2 hours, you're saying, well, The Simpsons did that, too. And
and that's the only reason you like it is because now you know what they're making fun of?
It was a decent movie.
As a story, it bored me to death.
Oh, yeah.
Two other movies in the top 10, Godfather Part 1 and 2, both in the top 10, Psycho in the top 10, and one of, I love this movie, The Searchers. That is, I love that movie.
I don't know if I know this.
I don't know it
The
either.
Searchers.
With John Wayne?
John Wayne, yeah, that's a Western movie.
Okay.
Just really enjoyed that. And then, I like having these lists. They change it a little from what the Americans picked, and it's always good to have a sort of a checklist.
Is Sling Blade in the top 100?
I did not see it, no.
All right, Dan.
It better be.
We'll work on it. I'll get on the phone with the BBC.
Thank you.
NBC looks like they may be rebooting another 90s TV show because that's what we need. This time, Xena Warrior Princess.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So hopefully not, but they may be doing it. Sunday nights are a great night for cable television. HBO has all of the original shows on FX. They have a show called The Strain. TBS has The Last Ship. There was a new miniseries by Spike called Tut. What do you think finished top in the ratings for Sunday night TV on cable?
Wow. I don't even know the Sunday lineup. I don't know.
Yeah.
Naked and Afraid XL. So people want to see naked people running for their lives. Top show of all of those. And that includes, this is the last piece I have here, Tut on Spike TV. If you didn't watch it, it's entertaining. I didn't necessarily love it. But it got 1.7 million viewers. That is double what Spike typically gets.
What's the name of it?
Tut.
Tut. It's about King Tut, the Egyptian boy king. It's got Ben Kingsley in it. Definitely worth a watch. Entertaining summer TV.
Okay.
But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Colin. We'll see you back in here next week, okay?
Sounds good.
From the road, just like trying to be Bill Clevland. Bill Clevland wannabe. There is. I had something I wanted to say about Tut, but I got to be very, very careful. You know that expression, tit for tat?
Yes.
Yes.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Except it would have been something for Tut, the story of his first big-breasted girlfriend.
What was that? That just kind of got thrown in there.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. That was Colin Jeffrey, brought to you by Oric. And your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They're terrific stores. Tell them your AM and the PM. Can Bill go in the Playhouse?
Yes.
He can. Bill Clevland will join us in the Playhouse. He's graciously consented to do that. So that gives me time before we get there. Oh, and a great old joke that I know I have not told for at least a year. And I say this a lot. One of my favorites. I got like 30 favorite jokes.
Is this sausage joke?
No, it's not the sausage joke. But boy, that was very good that you threw that question in there. It's better than the sausage job. Window World, as you know, is in the window business. And they're also in the siding business and some other things and doors. We don't really talk about that a lot. Maybe one day we should. But let's just start with their windows. I don't know what it takes to become the biggest selling replacement window in the country, but they did it. Whatever it was, they did it. And I think it takes a couple of things. I think it takes a quality window that people can afford. It also takes somebody signing off besides Window World themselves saying, wow, this really is a good window, and that would be the people at Good Housekeeping. Good Housekeeping is a magazine, and years ago the magazine wouldn't take ads unless they were convinced that your product was everything you said it was. This is back in the day when people cared about what kind of advertising they ran. And if they tested your product, it was everything you claimed, then you could be in Good Housekeeping. That's essentially how Good Housekeeping and the seal of approval got started. And they still maintain it today. And they have to get retested. Or you could get the sticker and then slack off on the quality and they go, we have the good. No, you didn't just have it. You have to maintain it. And they do. So there are a couple of good reasons. It is the largest selling replacement window in the United States. And then over 40,000 on the way to 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. So do not be confused just because another window has the price, $189. The only reason they have that price is because that's Window World's price. And they think you're dumb enough to think if it's the same price, it's the same window. It's not. Window World. You want to know more? Go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, I'm looking at the map. I can't tell that there's anything causing this, but boy, eastbound 40 downtown, you're already jammed up from Boyle up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 from Taylor out through McCausland, that's jammed up also. Now, we have the usual slowdown because of the construction going on up in North County on eastbound 270, and that's right at McDonald going through New Florissant. But now northbound 170 stacks up from just a little bit north of Highway 70 up to 270. And this traffic report brought to you by True Car. Download the True Car app today. Find the new car you want. See what others paid and lock in guaranteed savings from True Car certified dealers in your area. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Download the True Car app today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and in